Welcome to Scripture Stories. Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read Jesus Christ teaches about the sacrament and prayer, and Jesus Christ teaches and prays with the Nephites. Jesus Christ sent his disciples to get some bread and wine. He told the Nephites to sit on the ground. When the disciples returned, the Savior broke the bread into pieces and blessed it. He gave some to his disciples and had them give some to the people. Jesus said that people who take the sacrament promise to always remember him and his sacrifice. They then receive his Spirit. Jesus Christ blessed the wine and gave some to his disciples. The disciples gave some wine to the people. Jesus said, "Those who take the sacrament promise to keep his commandments." Jesus again told his disciples that everyone who takes the sacrament and always remembers him will have his Spirit. He told his disciples they would be blessed if they keep his commandments. He told his disciples they would be blessed if they kept his commandments. He told them to pray always and to pray as they had seen him pray. The Savior told all the Nephites to pray to Heavenly Father in his name. He also commanded them to pray with their families. He said the people should meet together often. They should welcome others into their meetings. Pray for them and be good examples to them. The Savior gave his disciples the power to give the Holy Ghost. Then a cloud covered the people so that only the disciples saw Jesus Christ go up to heaven. The Nephites who saw Jesus Christ told their friends he would be back the next day. Many people worked very hard to get to where Jesus would be. The next morning, Nephi and the other disciples taught the group that had gathered. The disciples then prayed that they would receive the Holy Ghost. Nephi went into the water and was baptized. Then he baptized the other disciples. After they were baptized, the disciples received the Holy Ghost. Fire seemed to surround them, and angels came down from heaven and ministered unto them. While the angels were with the disciples, Jesus came and stood among them. Christ told all the Nephites to kneel on the ground. He told his disciples to pray. While they were praying, Jesus went a little way off from the people and knelt down and prayed to Heavenly Father. Jesus thanked Heavenly Father for giving the Holy Ghost to his disciples. Then he asked for the Holy Ghost to be given to anyone who believed the disciples' words. Jesus blessed his disciples while they were praying. He smiled at them, and they became as white as his face and clothing. Jesus prayed again for his disciples. He was pleased with their great faith. Christ told the people to stop praying, but to keep praying in their hearts. Then he gave them the sacrament. No one had brought bread or wine, but the Savior provided it in a miraculous way. Jesus Christ told the Nephites that his gospel would be brought back to the earth in the last days. He told them to study the scriptures, and he had Nephi write in the records the fulfillment of the rest of Samuel the Lamanite's prophecies. Then Jesus taught the people from the scriptures. He told them to teach one another the things he had taught them. Jesus went back up to heaven, and his disciples taught the people. Those who believed were baptized and received the Holy Ghost. The Nephites began to obey all the commandments. Children, please get ready to read along with us the story of Jesus Christ blesses his disciples by turning to chapter 47.
When the disciples were together fasting and praying, Jesus Christ came to them.
The disciples asked him what they should name the church. Jesus said it should be named after him because it was his church.
Jesus explained to his disciples that Heavenly Father had sent him to earth to give his life for all people.
He said everyone who repents is baptized in his name and obeys his commandments will be held guiltless before Heavenly Father.
The Savior told his disciples to do the things they had seen him do. He set the example for them.
He also told them to write down what they had seen and heard so that the others could know about it.
Jesus asked his disciples what they would like from him. 9 of them wanted to be with him after their lives on earth had ended.
Jesus promised them that when they were 72 years old, they would go to him in heaven.
The other 3 disciples did not dare ask for what they wanted, but Jesus knew.
They wanted to stay on the earth and teach the gospel until Jesus came again.
The Savior promised them that they would not suffer pain or sorrow and would not die. They would teach the people the gospel until he returned.
Jesus touched each disciple except the 3 who would stay on the earth, then he left.
The 3 disciples were taken to heaven, where they saw and heard many wonderful things. They were better able to understand the things of God.
Their bodies were changed so they would not die.
The 3 disciples returned to earth and began preaching and baptizing.
Wicked Nephites threw the 3 disciples into prison and into deep pits, but God's power helped them escape.
When they were pushed into furnaces and into dens with wild animals, they were also protected by the power of God.
The 3 disciples continued to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Nephites. They are still preaching his gospel.
So why is the church named after Jesus Christ? Caitlin?
Because it's his church.
Exactly, because it's his church.
If it was named after someone else, like Susan's church, it wouldn't be his church. It would be Susan's church,
exactly.
Not his.
Exactly. Well, what are some of the things Christ has shown us to do by his example? Rebecca.
To keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he keeps the commandments of God, and that's so he shows us how to do that by example. What else? Gabe?
Be baptized?
Yes. Was Jesus baptized? Yes, so he showed us an example in that. Camille?
He was kind to others.
Yes, he's kind to others all the time. He shows that by example. Sydney?
Serve others.
Yeah, what else? What other things? Caitlin?
He loved other people, and he included everybody.
Mm-hmm. And what's something he recently taught the people and showed them by example? Sydney?
Pray.
Yes, to pray and how to pray. And what else? Something he just taught the disciples to do with all the people. Caitlin?
Baptize them.
Baptize, yeah. And what's something we can remember about our baptism, how we remember our covenants? Camille?
Sacrament?
Yes, the sacrament. Pretty much every good thing and everything he asks us to do, he has done himself to be an example for us. Isn't that wonderful? So it's not like some earthly king who makes all the people do things that he's not willing to do himself. Everything he wants us to do, he says, look, I do on myself. I did it too. And I want you to do it and have the same rich blessings and happiness. Why did Jesus tell his disciples to write down what they had seen and heard? Rebecca.
So his disciples wouldn't, like, forget what they had seen and heard.
Yes. Excellent. Sydney.
So others could learn about the gospel?
Absolutely. Gabe?
So they could remember it and teach it to others?
Absolutely. And so they could become the scriptures, because we're reading about it right now, aren't we? What if they had never written it down?
We would have never had it.
That's right. We wouldn't be reading about it. What did 9 of Jesus Christ's disciples desire of him? Gabe?
To live with him again?
Absolutely. And why did the 3 disciples want to stay on the earth? Rebecca?
So they could teach other people about the gospel.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to be missionaries and help out with the work of the Lord till the end of time. Caitlin?
The 3 disciples were taken to heaven, where they saw and heard many wonderful things, and they were able to not have their bodies be hurt, and they wouldn't die until Jesus came again, and they're still alive today.
Yes, so their bodies were changed from a mortal body to the kind of body that never dies, huh? And doesn't get hurt, so that they were able to stay, and they're still on the earth now. They're able to stay on the earth and not have the pain and sorrow of the earth. So it's not like a torture thing, because would you want to live to be a gazillion years old and still get all the owies that this earth can bring us? That would be some kind of weird torture. So Heavenly Father protected them so that they wouldn't get owies and they wouldn't die and they wouldn't, and bad guys couldn't get them, and so that they could stay and do missionary work and help us all out till the end of time, till Jesus comes again. How were the three disciples protected as they taught the people? Do you remember some things that happened to them?
Well, Jesus Christ made it so the three disciples will never die. So they're still living right now.
That's right. They are. Isn't that neat to think about? Who knows? You could meet one someday. You never know. Sydney.
They were on God's power.
Yes, they work with God's power. They do. Megan?
Well, they were like thrown into a furnace and they didn't get burned or anything. And they were thrown into dens with wild animals and they weren't hurt or anything.
Absolutely. So the bad guys tried to get rid of them many times, but they just kept coming back. They couldn't get rid of them, could they? And why is that? Why couldn't they get rid of them? Caitlin?
Because Heavenly Father made their bodies not be able to die, and they have, and God helps them a lot so they can't die.
Mm-hmm. And more importantly, why couldn't they be stopped in the work they were doing? Because whose work is it? Caitlin?
It's Jesus Christ's work.
That's right.
And Heavenly Father.
That's right. Do you think Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father's work can ever be stopped or frustrated?
Nope.
Nope, absolutely not.
It'll keep going around and around and around.
That's right. Listening to Scripture Stories. Let's continue to chapter 48, Peace in America.
After Jesus returned to heaven, his disciples set up his church throughout the land.
The people who repented of their sins were baptized and received the Holy Ghost.
Soon all the Nephites and Lamanites were converted. They did not argue, and everyone was honest.
No one was rich or poor. The people shared everything, and they all had what they needed.
The disciples performed many miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. They healed the sick and brought the dead back to life.
The people built new cities where others had been destroyed.
They obeyed God's commandments. They fasted and prayed and met together often to hear the word of God.
The people were happy.
There were no robbers, no liars, no murderers.
The people were no longer divided into Nephites and Lamanites, but were all one, the children of Christ.
The Lord blessed the people in everything they did.
They lived in peace for 200 years. The people became very rich.
What did the disciples do after the Savior left them? Gabe?
They organized the church.
Yep, they did. They organized the church and baptized a whole bunch of people, huh? We're told that the people shared everything and they had all that they needed. What would you like about living in this way? Camille?
I would be kind of happy and I would be thankful and blessed to live in a city this good.
Okay. Becca?
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about anything, and everyone was just choosing the right, so no one would tempt you to do anything.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it, Sydney?
That it would be peaceful and no one would fight and we would all be friends.
That would be wonderful. Gabe?
I would always have what I needed.
And that would be wonderful too. Caitlin?
All of us would be able to feel the Spirit in the city with them combined, all friends. No one's rich, no one's poor, all nice. Everybody was friends. It would be very amazing to feel the Spirit there and to have no one fight like little boys.
Megan?
It'd be really nice to live in a town like that because everybody would share the things that they needed. If somebody needed something, everybody would share, and there would be no selfish people keeping their own things to themselves.
Would you be worried to bump into a stranger?
No.
They'd all be nice.
Would you wonder if your parents had enough money to buy you lunch?
No.
Would you be nervous that if you went to school, you wouldn't make friends?
No.
No, all those things would be gone. All those worries and cares and fears would be gone. That just sounds fabulous to me. Why do you think it might actually be hard to live in that way? Sydney?
Because if you have to share everything and just want to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that might be hard. Megan?
And just having everything that you need just right there in front of you, you might forget how to care for yourself since you've gotten everything. You don't have to work for anything. It's just all provided for you.
Interesting. That's a good point. Caitlin?
Like maybe your parents bought you like a candy bar, and you wanted to eat it yourself, you'd have to share it with everybody that asked. Share it with your brothers.
That would be tough. Rebecca?
You might have to, like, build a lot of stuff.
Oh, everyone would have to help out with all the projects? That's interesting. Gabe?
It would be hard to share everything.
Yeah, those are some hard things. It's hard when you care a lot about things. It's really hard to live in that way. And also, if somebody did accidentally offend you, would you be allowed to punch him in the nose? Probably wouldn't be welcome in that city if you were going to go around punching people in the nose, huh? Why were the people so happy, though? Camille?
There wasn't any sinning.
And they were filled with what, Caitlin?
Joy and the Spirit.
Yes, and a special kind of love.
Well, everyone chose the right and kept the commandments.
That's right. So they were filled with the love of God and the kind of love that Jesus has for us. Why are we happiest when we live like Jesus taught us to? Gabe?
Because Satan loses power.
Yes. Megan?
Because we're proud because we have a feeling inside that we're doing what Jesus Christ asked us to and we're following his example.
Because Jesus' teachings make us happy.
Yeah, they do. Why do they make us happy? Caitlin?
They make us happy because to see how many things Jesus did for us. And the reason why we're happiest when we live like Jesus taught is because he set an example for us. And if you have younger siblings, you can set an example for them, and then they'll set an example for their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. Mm-hmm. So Jesus started it, and we should be like him.
Mm, wonderful. Becca?
Well, like, if you're mad at someone and you're not choosing the right, then you would be, like, more sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the commandments that Jesus has given us and all the things that he's taught us are actually made to make us happy and to help us out. They're not just rules so that, you know, we can all have to be following these rules and have this checklist and check all these things off like we're in a cage, like the commandments are the bars in a little cell. No, the commandments and the things that Jesus taught us will free us and give us wings so that we can fly, so that we can be happy. Imagine how much freedom you'd have in a city like this. You wouldn't really need to have all those laws and regulations and policemen and all. You wouldn't need all that stuff because everybody's living the example of Jesus. So everybody is free and happy. Isn't that wonderful? The commandments make us free. Children, please think about a time in your life when you have been the happiest. Can you imagine that right now? What were you doing at that time? Gabe.
I was watching my little brother get born.
Oh, that's a wonderful memory. Rebecca.
Well, I'm the happiest when I'm with my family.
Great. Camille?
When me and my family went to France.
That is fun.
When I was bearing my testimony in sacrament meeting.
That's a good time. Caitlin.
When I was baptized and confirmed.
What a great experience. Megan.
When me and my family went to Temple Square.
Awesome. And what made you happy about that time? All those times? Sydney.
I got to share with many people and then I got to fast for my uncle.
Cool. Caitlin?
That being baptized, my mom did it, my dad did it, Jesus did it. And to know that I was doing the right thing and following the examples of my family members and my older brother.
That's a happy feeling. Camille.
I was happy because we were all together learning all the cultures of France.
Cool. So you were together with your family and that was a warm feeling inside? Megan?
Well, at Temple Square, you can see the beautiful temples and the visitor center and the wonderful, cool spiritual things in there. And it made me feel that my family and I can all feel the spirit while we're there at Temple Square.
Mm-hmm. Gabe, what made you feel happy about seeing your brother born?
Because I knew he was a part of our family and I was happy.
That's wonderful. What can we do to keep being happy? Just like the times that we thought about when we all felt so happy, how can we keep that feeling? Camille.
Obey the commandments.
Mm-hmm. Becca?
To read the scriptures.
Yes. Sydney.
To follow Heavenly Father.
Absolutely. Gabe?
Keep the Holy Ghost with me.
Definitely. Caitlin?
To make sure that we're following Jesus, and it always makes you happy when you follow Jesus and you have the Holy Ghost with you in your home and with you personally.
Mm-hmm. Megan?
You can think of you want to someday live up with Heavenly Father, so you make that a personal goal so that you can always be happy and ready to live with Him again.
Absolutely. What can you do to live like Jesus? Because we all decided that living like Jesus will make us happy, right? So what can we do to live like Jesus? Rebecca.
Always go to church every week.
Mm-hmm. Camille.
Choose the right.
Definitely. Gabe.
Keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin.
Be baptized and confirmed and follow his example that he did on earth.
Absolutely.
For us.
Yes. Megan.
Love one another as we know he loves everyone on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Sydney.
Treat others as they would treat you.
That's a wonderful way. Caitlin.
Every Sunday, take the sacrament and try and bear your testimony because some people want to hear it.
Yeah, so to be a missionary by being an example, that's a great idea. Rebecca?
Like, if someone is, like, mad at you, then
don't, like, start getting in a really big fight.
Sure, to keep the peace, like Jesus does. Yeah, just be calm and try to work it through together. Absolutely, these are all wonderful ways to be like Jesus. Children, I know that as we follow the teachings of Jesus Christ in all things, we will be happy.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey.
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all that He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, please join us as we read Chapter 49, Mormon and His Teachings. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. Or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you next week.
See you next week.
Aloha.